a sticky situation. We're dealing with a lot of frustration. Can I get a reevaluation and some positive conversation?
Am I pitching as a lady on TV? But at the running sound so far away. And our babies are staring straight at me. With all the innocence to say the same. Child, what you gonna do to help me? Child, got the water till my belly's in there. Child, what can you do to make it better? Child, gotta do something so I can tell her. Gotta miss it for my sister girls and I. Gotta miss it for my baby girls and I. Gotta send it, send it around the world cause I. Gotta miss it for you.
What about the brother man?
Gotta miss it for my brother man.
Yeah.
Gotta give it all we can. Just spread the love around the land. Cause I gotta miss it for you. Now there's a little brother living down the street.
Struggling to do the best he can.
Mama gives him clothes and food to eat.
But you never show him how to be a man.
What you gonna do to reach him? Looking for someone to teach him. And every day kinda he. Another way that we can let him know.
Gotta miss it for my sister girls and I. Gotta miss it for my baby girls and I. Gotta send it, send it round the world cause I. Gotta miss it for
you, hear me now.
Gotta miss it for my brother man. And we gotta give it, give it all we can. Just spread the love around the land cause I. Gotta miss it for you.
And this is what I want, y'all. I want y'all to
love.
I got something to enjoy.
Got a message for you, baby.
Got a message for you.
Yeah.
Got a message for you.
Come on, Nicole.
Got a message for you.
Talk to him.
Greetings. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program for the recording date of Sunday, March the 9th, 2014. I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari community for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. The kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to peace through obedience to Allah, representing the eternal life force, the eternal seed of life, germ of life, the eternal waters of noon, the waters of peace and tranquility, no barriers, no boundaries. Now, this word, throne, this word, throne, this word, throne is also defined as the Messiah, the Christ, the partner, and assistant in the divine administration. Now, remember, Atum comes up out of the mind of Ptah. Comes up out of the mind of Ptah, detaches himself from Ptah, but yet remains attached to Ptah to do what? To be the expression of the mind of the Most High. To do what? Atum, Christ, is empowered by the mind of the Most High to bring order to chaos. And we want to continue to touch on these themes. You see, the elements rising up out of the waters of noon. We're dealing with science, sisters and brothers. The elements were chaotic and turbulent. Motion, energy, but out of order. So, the mind of Ptah. See, Ptah stands for the power of the mind and the power of thought. And so the mind of Ptah calls forth out of Ptah calls forth out of the waters Atum. And then Atum begins to call forth the forces, time, energy, space, the science of birth, in order to bring order to the universe, in order to bring order to chaos, in order to bring order to turbulence. So as it was with the one Christ Atum, which is you and me as well, we have that same power to bring order to this earth, to bring order as the divine partner of the Most High, assisting the Most High in the divine administration of the universe. The further definition, hence divine power belonging to Christ. Our problem is that we do not know that each and every one of us are Christ in human flesh, and that the word shadow, when we see the word shadow in the book of James, that science that causes us to understand that the image of God is Christ. But Adam is the image of God, and Adam is the likeness of God, and Adam is male and female. So we have to do some thinking. If Christ is, and Christ is an adjective, can describe male or female. So if Christ is the image and likeness of God the Most High, and Adam is the image and likeness of God, Goddess the Most High, then Adam is Christ and Christ is Adam. If Christ is the second Adam, then Adam is the first Christ. And so Adam and Christ are the shadow of the Most High. As the Most High and the power of Mother Holy Spirit exerted energy on the womb of our mothers, and that exertion of energy on the womb of our mothers began to call forth the elements of earth, air, fire, and water, and the sun shining on an object, causing that image of the object to be cast. And the image of the object is the outline of the object that is so because of the shining of the sun on that object. And then you and I are the shadow and the image and the outline and the likeness of the Most High. Then every one of us are the Atum Christ in human flesh. And James teaches us that there is no turning in the shadow, which teaches us there is no changing of the shadow, which teaches us there is only one Christ Atum in the universe and in the whole of the human family. When we understand that we have power, if we understand these truths, further on that definition, judges, tribunal or bench, and elders. So now we are being empowered, if we take the teaching, to be the judges, because the judges we have today are wicked and corrupt. When you approach the bench, you are approaching, we are approaching absolute corruption. So we are being empowered. When we understand that we are Christ in human flesh, we are being empowered to eliminate the corruption from the system. So we must teach the babies and the youth that they are to be the judges and the rulers in the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven here and now on this earth, masculine and feminine, because the word elders has to do with men and women as elders, as empowered elders who teach the babies and teach the youth of their of their laden power. I want to go to the Sunday school lesson for March the 16th. Peter's report, where they splice Old and New Testament together. But I want to bring out something definitely in the Old Testament portion. Division 110 in the book of Psalms. We want to keep on this scientific tip, this scientific teaching, this teaching of science, because when we understand science, sisters and brothers, understand that this scripture is teaching us science, then we will be empowered to do that which the Most High has called us to do. Psalm 110, verse 1, the Lord, a psalm of David, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Now, we have thought one way about this scripture forever, but let's teach the science of the scripture. The word Lord is Jehovah, 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 Yahweh, however you desire to pronounce this word. This word means the existing one. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to the Lord Jehovah as having the attributes of begetting and conceiving, which teaches us of the birth process and teaches us that the existing one is both father and mother, both masculine and feminine. The existing one. To exist is to live. Let's see this word existing and see how it is defined. It is defined as existence or operation at the time under consideration, Kermit. It is also defined as to have actual being, to be real, to have life, to live. To live, it says, at a minimal level, but we are talking about the existing one, the self-existing one, that one that is the self-container for existing and living. Yehovah is father and mother. Now, the root of that word, Yehovah, is 1961. Hebrew size, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, it is Hayah, and it is defined as to, it's a verb now, okay? A verb, to be, to become, come to pass, exist, happen, fall out. So we're talking about a verb. A verb is an action word. And so the universe didn't come together by itself. There was a causative factor that brought the universe into existence, that caused the universe and all within the universe to be, become, come to pass, exist, happen, fall out. Now that fallout reminds me of birth. In Africa, you sit, the woman sits on the birthing stool and the child falls out of the womb. So we're speaking again of the birth process. But the first law of science is the law of cause and effect. So Yahuwah, the self-existing one, life existing, existing and life has caused existing and life. And Yehovah is the self-existing one, the self-living one. Yehovah has caused, has hayah, has caused all to come into being. So we're talking about the principle of life, living, and existing. The Lord said unto my Lord. Now this word, this second word, Lord, is masculine. It is Adon. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H113. Adon. Adon.
Adon. It means firm. This is an African Hebrew word. Masculine noun. Firm, strong, Lord, master, in reference to men. Superintendent of household of affairs. A master, a king. Lord of the earth. Lord, kings, in reference to men, and we would say women as well, even prophets and so on, princes and so on. But it's also plural. The word, this is singular, but there's another one, Adonai, which is plural. But this Adon, it means an underlord. The Most High is the Lord, but the Most High has delegated authority to another, that this other one may act in the authority of the Most High, because the Most High has empowered this one to act and carry out, as it is said here, household affairs. We're speaking of the household affairs of the universe. Now, when you think of this in the scientific way, the most powerful entity in the universe, in the physical, that we see is the S-U-N, sun. And now this word Adon is the word for the sun, S-U-N. In Kemet, in Africa, Aton, which is where we get our word in the African Hebrew, Adon, see? A dawn, the dawning of a new day. A dawn is coming in the morning. A dawn, the rising of the sun. A dawn, the sun disk. The African scientists were not worshipers of physical reality, but were giving to us scientific understanding. The African ancestors talked about that power that shone through the sun disk called Aton. And we sought to worship that power that was the power above, beyond, behind the sun disk, that empowered the sun disk to shine and to give life to the universe and to cause the planetary bodies to move within their orbits. So the S-U-N sun is that power empowered by the hidden and unseen Most High Yahuwah Jehovah. The Adon, the sun, is that power that is the superintendent of household affairs. This is absolutely science. And now the S-U-N sun then symbolizes the Atum, which symbolizes the Christ, which is that power in the universe to bring order to the universe, and that power within us to bring order to every facet of our lives, Adon. And then further in this scripture, looking at it from the African scientific viewpoint, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand. And the word sit is, let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H3427, Yashav, Yashav.
This word means to dwell, to remain, to sit, to abide, to stay, to be inhabited, to cause to abide. Remember in Revelation, the Most High, through Yahushua Christus, talked about giving us the power to sit on the throne of the Most High, to sit on the throne of the Almighty Father, after we have overcome, after we have overcome this system, after we have become the Son, after we have embodied the message of the S-U-N Son in the universe, after we become light, conduct light, and transmit light, as the waters of noon. After we become pitta, exercise our mind, exercise our supreme thought process, exercise the mind and the power of the mind of the Most High and the power of the mind of the universe. After we become atum and call forth the energies, call forth the spirit energies and entities that are laden within ourselves, we call them forth, enliven them, that these energies in the universe and within ourselves will enable us to bring order to the universe, order to the earth, order to our nation, communities, and neighborhoods, and order within ourselves. And so this word sit for the sun, the Most High placed the sun in the universe to have power to organize the universe. This word sit has to do with empowering, to empower someone, to give power to someone. And the S-U-N sun has been given the power in the physical, scientifically, to rule this universe. Sit thou at my right hand. And all of this is symbolic of the Christ Atum that is you and me. Not only Yahushua Christos, but your name may be Nicole. And so you are Nicole Christos. Your name may be Billy. So you are Billy Christos. Your name may be Ethan. You are Ethan Christos. Your name may be Glenn. You are Glenn Christos. It's one Christ. It's one Atum. No changing in the shadow. No turning in the shadow. One Most High shining. One Most High emitting that Christ Atum. And it's just one Christ Atum. Sit thou on my right hand, Adon. This is Yehovah talking to Adon, the sun disk, called Eitan in Kemet. Sit thou at my right hand. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H3225. Yamin. Yamin.
Yamin sounds like that slang that we use in the streets. Yamin, you know what I mean? Yamin. This word Yamin is an African Hebrew word, and this word is feminine. This word is feminine. The right hand. The right direction. The direction of south when you and I are facing east. All of the directions at many times are seen as feminine because we're talking about space, a direction. What do you do with the direction you're going in? How are we using our direction? How are we using our direction of action? So that becomes a feminine aspect. That becomes the womb that we put time into to draw out of the direction works and attributes and characteristics. This feminine word is the right hand, and the right hand is the hand of favor, the hand of choosing, the hand of power. That feminine power is the power of choice, is the direction of choice. So sit thou at my right hand. Sit thou at my choice hand. Sit thou on the feminine side. Sit thou and experience my love and my righteousness, the Most High talking to Adon. So the right hand is the favored hand. The right hand is the hand of honor. The right hand is the hand of the queen, the side of the queen, and the minister of the kingdom. So the right hand, that favored side, that feminine side. So we must get in tune with the feminine and understand the feminine and understand that our power is in our understanding the sacred and divine feminine and the sacred and divine masculine. Sit thou at my right hand, Aton, Adon, Sun Disc. This is science now. Until I make thine enemies thy footstool. We're talking about creation. We're talking about how this time of chaos, the Ptah time period, the second phase, which is turbulence and chaos. Turbulence and chaos is an enemy to the order of creation. So the Most High is giving power to the Atum, Adon, Aton, Sun Disc to bring order to the universe. And your modern day scientists talk about how all were a ball of fire and how that fire began to throw off from itself. And these little fires began to form in planets and stars and gases and whatnot. So after the throwing off, after the proportioning of the orbits of all of the planetary bodies, now we have order. Now we see that the Earth moves at 1,037 and a third miles per hour. Because the sun striking the surface of the Earth and the surfaces of the planetary bodies, causing this movement in the orbits of the planetary bodies. Make thy enemies thy footstool. We're going to cause order to come out of chaos, to make, to put, to constitute, to set your mind to take a stand. To set upon, to make like, to perform, to constitute. So the universe was being constituted to lay waste. So we're going to lay waste to disorder and turbulence and chaos. And we're going to bring order to the universe and order to the earth and order to our lives. Thine enemies, thy footstool, enemies. This word is defined as enemy, personal, and national. Sisters and brothers, we have personal enemies that we know, but we have national enemies and international enemies, all that are against the liberation of the human family have given themselves over to that enemy spirit that is influencing these to work against the liberation of the human family. Those are our enemies. These that have given themselves over to Satan, which means the opposer. But in the scientific way, disorder, chaos, and turbulence, that time in creation where this disorder, chaos, and turbulence was the absolute enemy of Aton, Adon, the sun disk, the Most High Yahuwah, the self-existing one, is empowering the sun disk, science now, the Aton, Adon, to set down every enemy. The Most High is life and existing, and because chaos, disorder, and turbulence are the enemy of life and existing, then the Most High set down those enemies in order to empower the Aton, Adon sun disk. Okay, and make thine enemies thy footstool. The word footstool is stool and footstool. This is masculine, but then there's another word that is the actual foot or legs of the footstool, and this is feminine. Let's hear that word.
Strong's H 7272 regel.
Feminine. So we see that the seat is masculine and the legs are feminine, teaching us of the unity of this sacred and divine masculine and feminine, teaching us that we must unite these genders spiritually so that the energies that were given over to wickedness are now captured by us, and those same energies are used for righteousness and truth and justice. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.